Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have our hot rod and happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hello.
What's happening, y'all?
And Mrs. Doubtfire.
Woo!
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Aurora, Illinois?
Wayne's World.
That's the only thing that,
excellent.
Shout out to the AMC Pacer.
I'm telling you. I don't like the Pacer, actually. The Pacer's a horrible
game. Nah, that was an awful, awful idea, man. They already made the Gremlin just stop.
Yeah, the Pacer was just bad.
The Pacer was just ugly.
It was a fishbowl.
You know, you come out with Butte like the Gremlin, you don't try to build on that.
No, they should have killed it there, but no. They kept going with it. They kept going. I wonder if there's a Pacer club.
You know there is, and you know there's seven nerdy dudes in it.
That have, like, Wayne's World replicas.
Yeah, all of them. And maybe that one from Fast and Loud.
Why is Patrick doing the Spock, son?
Were you in the Star Trek club? Oh, my God, he just gave us a thumbs up.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Are you surprised?
Are you a Vulcan? No.
Apparently that's offensive.
Listen here, Spock. Whatever your name is. Leonard Nimoy. I don't know. I couldn't get into the club thing. Maybe we should start our own club, like a special club, like the No Club Club.
A special club?
Oh, it's going to be a special club.
It definitely special.
That.
Why you got to be like that? why you making fun of people with abilities, yo? I'm telling you. I think it'd be a very welcoming club to not be like a club. Because, like Professor said, like they got crazy rules and stuff. Like, I've got a funny story about clubs, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but, I mean, I'll be honest with you, at this point, I really don't care. But, you know, I had my first classic car was a 1963 Falcon Sprint that I loved. I was proud of it. I liked my Falcon just as much as any human being would love a Falcon. I liked it a lot. I liked it. My girlfriend, not so much. Nobody in the rest of the world, it was a Falcon.
Yeah,
I liked it. It's all that matters. Kind of like Richard and his Murata.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there was one group of individuals that really liked my Falcon. It was the local Falcon Club.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It seems like
And everywhere right I in. Went, they would give me a business card with the Falcon Club on it. Yeah. And I couldn't get away from them. And they had meetings in this buddy's garage. And I just felt like I got creeper vibes.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know what I mean? And I was, you know, 19, 20. I got an impressionable mind. You know, I was young. You know, just being an innocent teenager in my 63 Falcon Sprint. And I didn't want that kind of influence. It kind of weirded me out. And they kept coming to me. They kept coming to me about it. Like, literally, I finally told them, stop.
Yeah.
Restraining order. Like, I sold the damn Falcon to get them to go away.
They act like it's an honor or something. They go, oh, my God. You want me to be in your... No.
No. No. What's the polite way of me to say back off? You know, like, stop. Stranger danger.
Leave me alone.
Do you realize how bad it looks when you're 20 years old and you weigh 300 pounds and you're screaming at a car club running off? That's bad.
Running through your Falcon Sprint.
No. No. And you get in, there's a card on the windshield. Oh, no.
They got me.
Oh, man. But I'm serious. Like, I just, I don't know. I'm not a club goer. Like I said, I was in a club. I actually started a club when I was a teenager. And it's called Premier Performance. It was me and my buddy, and we were, and you know, like, we were so proud. We're driving Mustangs, so we weren't real bright. So, and it's like, you know, and we're riding around, and, you know, with our windshield banner.
Oh yeah.
Across the top, you had a rep.
Yeah.
So you had your windshield banner, and you know, like literally nothing on the car was straight, but that sticker was perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That was the thing back in the day, though. You know what I'm saying? Until one person, I still remember this guy's name. He's such a prick, and I still know him this day. His name is Will Godfrey, and he used to say, "Oh look, it's Primer Performance." That made me so mad. Oh, I want to punch him in the teeth every time. Literally. I don't even feel bad for messing with his girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, at all. I bragged about it to him. Still do.
That's awful.
Literally, the band served me with papers. He's like a, I don't know what he does now, but he's like one of them guys.
Yeah.
I got served with papers. This is a few weeks back. And the first thing he said, "How you been, Robinson? How's your girlfriend doing?" Shut up. I guess you're still a little petty about that. Yeah, my bad.
I guess it's still a touchy subject.
I guess time does not heal all wounds. I'm just saying. I was just curious. My bad.
Lord.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know what? Grow up.
Yeah.
Really, guy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's done got married to somebody else. Let it go.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I don't know. People get so bent out of shape about that.
It's such little things.
It's the little thing. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like I stole your best friend or something. You know?
Beautiful day out. Relax.
And then chill out. Just give me my papers and leave, okay? Weirdo, I'm trying to make conversation. Anyway. But yeah, I used to call and say, "Look, he's proud of performance." Oh, it made me so mad.
Man.
Oh, it made me so mad. I hate it.
I bet.
And that's the thing. Like, you get those rivalries with the clubs. You know, and they'd make fun of each other's names and stuff. I can't get down with that. If you're not in the club, you can make fun of all of them.
That's the cool thing about mini trucking clubs. We don't really make fun of other clubs' names. But, I mean, we got cool names.
They do have cool names. See, we actually broke the professor out. We got him. I mean, like, we didn't, like, just stick his toe into the mini trucking water. We pushed him in to the lake.
Oh, we dropped him in the bottom with a weight.
At first,
yes, sir. I mean, at the mini nats, and next thing you know, professor's over here like hanging out.
I love it, but to me that's different, really. I don't know why, but it is.
Well, because see, mini trucking, truck clubs and car clubs, stuff like that. We don't have a mini trucking Toyota club. We don't have a mini trucking Nissan club.
Nothing's brand specific.
Nothing.
Right. And there doesn't seem to be rivalry either. I mean,
it's not.
You know, you're riding with whoever you're riding with, but I didn't see 1 ounce of bad blood anywhere that weekend.
Mm-mm, not at all. And I mean, everybody respects everybody.
They didn't have like dance offs or anything.
No,
it's not like it's not like Thriller.
Cool. No,
it's not West Side Story.
No. What was that? And it's not Thriller. What was the one where they did the little dance off thing? Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where Michael Jackson did, it wasn't Thriller. Thriller's the zombies.
Yeah.
But,
you know, Prince.
You might have seen some of those out there.
Really?
Yeah. He said, "There's no way I'm letting Michael Jackson say your butt is mine, though."
And you know what? I've never been the biggest Prince fan, but you know what? He served a good point there. I'm feeling the same way. You know what I mean?
Fun fact.
Learning all kinds of things today.
That's right.
Learning all kinds of things today.
It's an educational program.
How about the last Beatle? Volkswagen clubs everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. All kinds of V-dub clubs. Yeah. Now, the last new Beetle was made today at lunch.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
1.5 million of those things.
And I told him, I said, "Do you realize that was 1998?
Yeah.
When they brought back the new Beetle? You want to make you feel old? That's crazy. That's insane.
It makes me joyous.
I'm a little weird. I kind of liked them. I really did. Like, you know, I kind of got a soft spot for them. But, you know.
Smith Performance is the only people that can make that car cool.
What now?
Smith Performance.
And yeah, well, they make the little truck. Those are cool.
Exactly. That's the
Those
only
are
way
cool.
You can make that
hey,
cool.
I could put it on bags, and then I could be a mini trucker.
Yes, you can.
I could be a Volkswagen mini trucker.
Yeah.
You totally could.
And I could be in a Volkswagen club. I could do double duty.
No.
No, they won't let you. Uh-uh. We don't discriminate.
See, what's up with all these rules? No, we can't do that. Then I got Patrick telling me we got to take a commercial break. Everybody's trying to tell me what to do. I guess we'll take a break. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have our hot rodden happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's happening, y'all?
I almost cut you off, Smitty. My bad.
It's okay.
It's my bad. It's fine. I'm, I'll stay in my lane.
Getting bullied and stuff.
I don't want. I'm just.
How are you in your feels?
Are you okay? He's a little sad because he missed the concert. I mean, I know I'm no Jordan, but you know what I'm saying.
Come on, man. Bring Richard in.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is happening up in Roanoke, Virginia?
Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by WD-40. The squeakiest chairs on the planet.
These chairs.
These chairs are getting worse and worse.
I tell you, well, it's like when you sit in them. You know, it's like that. It sounds like we're doing something we're not. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of them. I mean, you know, it's really not. I mean, we're family friendly and wholesome as it gets here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. But, you know what I'm saying. Really, Professor? You got to keep laughing out loud? Like, the first outburst was all right. Yeah. And then you just keep going.
Yeah, but then I thought about it again.
And then now that you, Smitty.
Hey, if it's funny, I'm going to laugh. I'm sorry.
I think it's all hilarious.
Listen. Don't drop your potato salad, buddy. Just calm down. I love it. I know how to get Smitty every time.
Oh, man.
You like potato salad, Professor?
No.
Me neither. I hate it. Hate it.
I like it when it gets ants in it.
I hope you get ants in it. Oh, me. Oh, Lord. Like I said, guys, if you could ever be a fly on the wall in this building, epic. But anyway, we're talking about clubs. And clubs are a good and a bad. You know, like we had Paul and Henny, you know, from the Antique Automobile Club of America. These are good guys. These guys are like preserving history. Yeah. And, you know, and they bring in new cars every year. It's a rolling 25-year rule.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got 94 model cars in the Antique Automobile.
Yeah, they're up to fourth-gen F-bodies now as would qualify.
Yeah, an early fourth-gen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a Fox Body Mustang.
Is an antique. Dang.
That makes you feel old, don't it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Let's
talk about the history.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? But that's cool because that's bringing in new generations. Just think when we are their age. Because, all right, so like, you know, we like, you know, trucks and OBS trucks and stuff like that now. And just think, like, they're into DeSotos and 1910 cars and stuff like that. We're going to be like those guys. And, like, that's making me depressed. I mean,
yeah, really.
It makes me feel older.
What were you going for here?
I don't know.
What were you getting at?
I'm on a shame spiral now. but I'm serious. But it just shows you how the generations change, though.
I mean, they all change. That's for real.
I mean, like, is it going to be an antique mini trucker association?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You keep saying, you know, that these guys are preserving history and blah, blah, blah.
But the mini truckers are, too.
Exactly. We're keeping a dying
art.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a loose lifestyle. Term, but I like it.
I mean, it is an art.
It is a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
With a dress code.
Yeah. I mean, some of these trucks, dude, I mean, are literally pieces
works of
art.
Well,
yeah.
look at that page that y'all showed me the other day, the mini truckers, where are they now?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, they're bringing back those 80s and 90s mini trucks because that stuff's hot.
Yeah.
And then you got other good clubs. You got, you know, like the Mustang clubs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good Mustangs.
There's a wealth of knowledge.
And that's the thing about it. You know, at the end of the day, I give everybody a hard time.
It's a good resource. You know, you joke about me being a part of the Murata Club. Where else am I going to get parts?
Point.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to car clubs in general. You know, I mean, I'm not putting a sticker on my car, wearing a shirt, or doing a handshake, or showing up at 7:30 in the morning or anything like that. But, I mean, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of knowledge and a wealth of just resources that comes from being a part of these clubs.
You know what I want to do? I just had the best thing ever. It has nothing to do with clubs, but I think it's absolutely hilarious, so I'm going to say it. I want to take your Murata, and I want to put it on a trailer, and I want to take it to Oregon and drop it off at Graveyard Cars and tell Mark Warman I want a frame off restored. He'll blow his brains out. He's like, yeah. I quit.
Yeah, he thought that Cuda that hit the guardrail was fired.
He said, you know what?
Let me introduce you to Leroy Brown.
I quit. He said, no loaf bread for me. I'm carb free. Oh, me.
Poor Richard, man.
You realize how funny that would have been? You know, he put a new four-barrel carburetor on the Murata. How about if you put a fuel injection on it? You would have had carb-free loaf bread.
God almighty.
I thought we talked about this.
Oh, we have over and over and over.
It'd be carb-free loaf bread. That's epic.
Yeah.
I want to buy him a Holly F. I set up just so we can do that.
You know what? If you do that, I'll have carb-free loaf bread tattooed across my chest.
I love it. I think that'd be a good look.
Yeah, I do too.
Can we do it in Old English?
How else would I do it wrong?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know why? Because you're classy. That's what I like about you, Professor.
Nothing but the best.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But there are some really good clubs out there, and they're really good for restorations and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And like the miniature, it keeps the hobby alive because it was a dying hobby.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, it's kind of like they need to have mini truck season, I think, now. Where, like, you can back off the mini trucks a little bit because now they're starting to damn, they're getting like cockroaches. They're getting everywhere again. Like
They really are.
That is blown up. Like they wouldn't let you hunt deer for a little while.
Yeah.
And then they let them make babies. And next thing you know, you got deer everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Now we got mini trucks everywhere. Like, they're coming out of the woodwork.
I saw two mini trucks going out it the other day, and I was like, man.
They make more mini trucks.
Well, that's the thing, though, man. I mean, the word mini truck is
loosely translates to.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, honestly, because, I mean, think about it, dude. There is a 2019 Navigator being bagged and bodied at Fat Fabs right now.
It embodies everything. Like a whole, like we were saying, lifestyle. I mean, you can have anything and it falls under mini truck. It just depends.
How about a bag Murata?
Yeah,
believe me, that would definitely,
because
it doesn't run half the time.
Yeah,
see,
you fit right in. Yeah, right.
But see, where's your shorts at?
We seen the old square headlight Lincoln at Benny Nats.
Yeah.
Bagged. There was a Mitsubishi Lancer with a laser cut that said, I identify as a mini truck. I mean, it's such a broad.
That really is more of a lifestyle than something that's defined by, like, a vehicle definition.
I'm with you there.
But see, you go to Back to Basics out here in Anderson, and you ask one of these guys with a 370 out this on bags, he probably wouldn't even know what.
Got a point there. But we're going to get into that. So I'll tell you what, let's take a commercial break. We're going to pick up with the import guys. We haven't made fun of them in a while. All right, you ready? Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up?
See, now you're getting gangster.
Yeah.
Of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Oakland, California.
Home Oakland, of, I was up to no good. No, that's Englewood.
That's Englewood.
It's down the street. I mean, you know.
And home of MC Hammer.
Home of Too Short.
And MC Hammer.
Yeah, I usually lean towards Too Short.
Yeah, Too Short's got more street cred.
Than MC Hammer?
What? What?
How about we were watching a documentary the other night, and what was it? MC Hammer did something with Tupac.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing.
The Pumps and a Bump video, Death Row, like, I don't know if they directed it or whatever, but Tupac and Death Row were, like, trying to help MC Hammer reinvent himself.
Yeah, but he did something, like, the night that Tupac got killed, he was a part of something in it. I'll have to watch it again and tell you, but it was really cool.
Now we're all wondering.
Tell MC Hammer, stay away from them boys.
So basically, so what you're telling me is MC Hammer killed Tupac? What?
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 You heard it here first.
And that's how rumors get started, kids. Oh. So we're talking about truck clubs. Oh, we're talking about clubs, not truck clubs. We're talking about all clubs. We're talking about import clubs.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So, import clubs. Now, these guys take it to the next level. Not quite like the mini truck guys, and not quite like the Falcon Club, but they're like that happy medium.
Like, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, they got their windshield banners, and, like, you know what I'm saying? But they don't have, like, bylaws and stuff, I don't think. I don't think they take it quite that serious.
No, they're pretty snobby with it.
They're snobby?
Mm-hmm. So whenever I had my G, and I'm in some of the clubs, but, like,
it's so funny. We're all sitting around like you got street cred.
Yeah.
But like Smitty, he couldn't have anything to do with it. I mean, those are one of the ones that if you do not have specifically what that club is meant for, then you have no part in that club.
Specifically.
It's because they hate America.
But, you know, I mean, the JDM guys, you know, I mean, they're not. I mean, I like it. I mean, I like some of their cars and all that stuff, but I mean, I don't know. Their clubs seem more laid back to me. I don't see anybody in tutus or any of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't do like the hazing stuff and all that because, and I mean, I hate to say it, but everyone that I've ran around or like run into that I was trying to get in with, and not all of them, but they're so picky and uppity that you have to be part of that clique pretty much already to get into that clique.
Is the Murata Club uppity?
No, we're pretty arms open.
Please come.
You got any parts?
You need your parts.
Yeah, if you got parts, you're in.
That's what I'm saying. You get a 10% Rock Auto discount if you put in Murata Club of America discount code. Help. DOA. Oh, that's funny. But, yeah, but I've noticed that the import club's a little laid back, but a little uppity. I get that vibe sometimes. And then some of them aren't. I mean, some of them.
Yeah, uppity is probably the wrong word. Elite might be a better word for it.
I like uppity better.
I can't put uppity and Mitsubishi Eclipse in the same sentence. I'm sorry.
Now, I'll give it like at Back to the Basics. All those guys are cool. Like at most of those car clubs that I have had run-ins with out there and all that, I love all of them. I mean, they're people that will come around and talk to other people in other clubs and things like that. And everybody kind of gets along, so that's pretty cool.
Everybody's in a cool kid club.
Yeah.
Like that's a neutral area? That's a safe space?
I guess so.
I'm not even talking to you.
No, I said they don't talk to me.
Baby, nobody talks to you because you look like you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, Smitty, you don't look friendly. I mean, like, you're nice, but you don't look nice.
You look mean.
You're like that pit bull, the snarling, yeah. But, like, it licks your face.
Yeah.
You know
like
what I'm
everybody's
saying.
Afraid he's going to break the chain, and then he just jumps on you and kisses you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not going to kiss anybody, yeah. I promise.
Yeah. I'll punch you in your throat.
Dang. That is one thing, though, dude. Many truckers do look scary. I mean.
Y'all, you say that again.
I mean, for real, dude. We're all like burly and bearded and big long goatees and tattoos everywhere.
I don't know if I'd call that scary. I call it more a little more goofy. But you know what I'm saying? Well, it's whatever you want to put there.
Really? Right? Goofy?
I'm just aggravating you. I'm just, that was a jab.
Don't make me call my mini trucking buddies.
No comment. I want to. I want to so bad.
Oh,
you call them up, be like, meet me here at 5. They show up at 6.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Where your boys at, huh?
They broke down on the street.
I
figured it out. You got to call them and tell them the show starts at 6, be here at 5:30, and they'll be here at 5 o'clock on the dot. Be lined up, laid out in the middle of the road.
About the Marauder Club, when you call them, what do they do?
No, this is not a very centralized club. We don't have a lot of get-togethers. So.
You don't have a Marauder monthly picnic?
You got to think, there's 30 of these cars in the United States.
Well, what Rich
three
is really,
runs.
What Rich is really saying is none of them will start to get there.
Right. Ain't nobody driving their Marauder very far.
So you're telling me we've got a man that's got a DeSoto that's 60 freaking years old with 181,000 miles on it. He's going to drive it from South Carolina to Kansas in an 81 Dodge Murata.
I wouldn't drive that car to Kansas. I don't drive that car here.
I wouldn't put a Kansas 8-track in the tape.
Notice I haven't driven the Murata here since it ran. I'm still nervous.
I have yet to lay my eyes on this Murata.
You've never seen it?
You've never seen
no,
it?
No, never
right,
once.
I'll drive
I've
it
seen
now.
It on Facebook, but that's it. I've never seen
oh,
it in person.
Oh, man. I drove it here once.
He drove it to the shop.
I've
him and Kobe
shop.
Come rolling up. And Richard really, like, I thought he done got into something. He was just excited it was running.
Hey. I know that feeling.
It didn't stall once.
He come over, seen Red Hot. He's like, my Murata runs. What?
That's right. That's right. Star that's of the show.
It's still running in the parking lot. I was scared to cut it off.
He shut it off, and it cranked up again. Hey. Twice.
I mean, I'm like 15 for 15 now.
Easy.
What?
It starts.
Yeah, knock on some press wood.
I know.
Hey, Richard, you should have brought it by the bank. I was watching you on Facebook driving it, and I'm like, I can't believe he ain't coming by here.
Well, it was Kobe driving, actually. We were going to get it fixed.
So you're in transit.
Wait, I thought you work in Anderson.
No,
Powdersville.
Oh, it would probably make it to Powdersville. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm ready to take it to Anderson yet.
That's stretching it.
Yeah. Well, I don't like Anderson. Just kidding, Anderson. I love your fair town.
The Electric City. And they turn it off for Hoskins. Oh, me.
Oh, I don't want my car to break down in Anderson.
How you doing, son? The next thing you just hear knuckles popping.
You're in the wrong neighborhood.
You broke down on the wrong side of town, son. That's bad. I don't know, Professor. I don't think anybody could be mean to you.
It would be difficult.
You pop open your glove box, you got cans of Vienna sausages in there you can share. You got a sixer of Vienna sausages in there, you're golden.
Can good. I interest you in a treat?
Can I interest you in some fine processed meats?
Would you like a pepperoni?
You want some of these pepperonis?
Oh, man. The Murata is the Vienna sausage of muscle cars.
Hey.
You know what, Richard? I love the Murata. You know why? Because the Murata makes you happy.
It does now.
You know what I'm saying? You know, love is supposed to drive you a little crazy. That's how you know you're in love.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's how you know you stand the test of time.
Saying, why are you looking at me like that for crazy?
And then she leaves.
I don't know.
You better agree with it.
Yeah.
Whatever she's saying.
Yeah.
Take it from the man that's been married twice. Agree with her. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. When they give you that look, yes, ma'am. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you're thinking. 100%. I'm reading your mind.
Yeah.
He's born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Exactly.
He's a smart guy. Smart guy. But the Import Club guys, I could see the little bit more top notch.
Yes,
you know, a little They got their matching shirts and stuff. That I see that a lot at events too with the import guys. I've noticed that is wardrobe there. You know, they're uniformed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know who is who.
Yeah, definitely that. Definitely that. Definitely that. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got another hot segment coming up. That's going to be a good one.
It is.
It is.
Tied all in.
We're all going to sign into the Murata Club. Guys, stay tuned. Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Amarillo, Texas.
It's a good town.
Isn't like George Strait from there or something?
No, he sang a song Amarillo by Morning.
That's the same thing.
I think you should have shouted out Anderson. Just smooth over what you said.
You might should have given Electric City a shout out.
Bringing it home to Anderson.
Yeah.
Love that city.
But no, you don't. Don't lie now. So, what does it take to make a good club? Like, okay, we have Heaney and Paul in here. These dudes are like homeboys and their buddies. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they have cool cars and, you know, and camaraderie towards each other and all that stuff. That's what makes a cool club. But what are the elements that make a cool club?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A vehicle.
So that's why the Murata meets don't happen often.
Yeah, that's why we don't, exactly. That's why we don't meet very often. We all take
Facebook Live meets.
We all take the same bus. Meet at the Sizzler.
Yeah. Oh, that was a low blow.
Western Sizzlin', not Sizzler.
Sizzlin'. I think we need to make a field trip.
We do before it closes.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts my heart.
I think I'm going to have to skip
this.
Yeah,
we're
going to
pass that.
No,
pass on
no,
that.
No. You need to come.
No.
It's a mandatory radio meeting at the Sizzlin'.
Damn, he said mandatory.
Mandatory radio meeting.
He's got all big boy pants.
I'm down.
I love Western Sizzlin'.
I do too.
They're closing it.
Like Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah, 14th.
Thank God I'm going to be in Georgia.
Sorry.
It's mandatory.
Busy car and truck, so.
Mandatory. Mandatory. You know what? I swear my birthday party's going to be.
No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Because it's closing this Sunday.
We're going to have it early. We're having it early. Patty cake, what you doing Friday?
Yeah, no, I've got plans.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was fast.
Your one supporter is already backed out. I should tell you something.
That hurts me.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
You know, I'm going to work at my other job and then spending some time with my fiance.
Bring her too. She might love the Western
Sizzlin'. He will not bring her around us, and I do not understand why.
No, I
understand. I don't understand why.
She would love us.
One of the main reasons is sitting to my left.
Your left? Who's?
What's wrong with Hoskins?
Oh, Richard.
Why are you always so mean to me?
Richard, you know exactly why.
That's going to be your brother-in-law one day.
There it is. That's it.
So anyway. Can't fight fair.
There's a reason why I don't listen back to this show.
All right. So, what's the elements that make a good car club?
Obviously, there's common interest. Yeah, you got to have a vehicle. It's got to work sometimes, at least. You know, you can't really be an active member of a car club if it never works.
If your vehicle's not active.
Right, right. But it's just common interest. It's a brotherhood. It's a camaraderie. It's stickers,
decals,
logos.
Thank you.
Okay. Logos. I apologize.
You're going to offend people.
Not windshield banners. They got to be on the rear window.
You're offended a whole town and now you're getting like logos.
I love Anderson.
You barbarian. Oh, but you know what? I think that's an important thing. But this is the only problem, though. When you start getting all these people together, nobody's going to agree on something.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's always drama, it seems like.
And that's what I can't stand. I think that pulls me away from the clubs. Like, I don't see the AACA being like that.
Nah.
I don't see drama in the AACA. Because like, these guys are historians.
They're more about the cars than the club. Yeah, I mean, they're preserving our history, automotive history. You know, it's the same as, like, the professional car restorers society. Those guys, I don't know if you're, like, they restore hearses and ambulances and stuff. Those dudes are encyclopedias of everything related to professional cars and the history of professional cars. Such fascinating. Like, sometimes when I'm at work, when I'm supposed to be working, like, I will just read their build threads. It's unbelievable, the craftsmanship and the parts and, like, how they can come up with, like, a Victrola light from September of 1968. That goes on an ambulance. It's just insane.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, he totally just nerded
next level.
I hear you, professor. You just earned your name.
You should read these things. Like, seriously, their build threads are incredible.
Maybe you should have an ambulance. A Murata hearse.
I can barely fit the Murata in my carport.
Oh, the Murata hearse. Kind of life imitating art. It's always dead. Halls of dead. Whatever. That was a low blow. That was a low blow. That was not nice. I apologize.
That was hurtful.
Like you should say to Anderson. You know what I'm saying? You'd go to Western Sizzling with me, wouldn't you?
I will go to Western Sizzling.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Always down for an $8 steak.
The worst steak I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh, whatever.
The worst.
I love Western Sizzling. And I love you guys. And I'd be darned. I mean, patty cake, I don't really care. But you two, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you two, I figure, you know, lo and behold, you know, I'd be like, you know, you don't like it, but you'll do it. You know? Nope.
I would do it for you.
I didn't ask for a kidney.
I would do it for you, brother. I would.
I'd give you a kidney.
But you won't.
I don't need both of them.
You won't eat a shoe leather steak with me.
Nah.
It's the best $8 steak I ever had.
I'm telling you. Next to Quincy's in Tacoma.
Well, yeah. Actually, that was remarkably good.
I'm still mad that we didn't get to go to that.
Oh, no. Because they're owned by Western Sizzling, so I don't want to make anybody mad. You know, but I mean, no. Can't do that. But I think that's the cool thing about a club is like what we're just talking about right there. Is laughter and actually getting along. I think that's the key to a club. Instead of structure, I think laughter should be the big part of it and actually having a good time and enjoying each other's company. And that's what makes a good club. Not you need to do this, and this, and your sticker needs to be right here, and you need to do this, and we stand in line at the car show, and we all part together, and you got to have a purple bag chair, and this. It's not like that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I hate that kind of structure.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not a club. That's an army, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing as we've always said about all the things that we do. We do it for fun. You know, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. And, you know, it's going to come as a surprise probably, especially to you, Rob. I don't really like being told what to do very well.
That blows my mind.
If it's not fun, if it's like a chore, you know, if you're like, oh, I got to get up and
go. I got to. Mandatory club meeting. Yep.
Then, you know what? I don't know. That's not for me.
I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? You like Western Sizzling? You're down on
that's
not being
club.
Told what to do? That's the club right there.
Yeah.
Smitty and Bree's out on that one.
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
I'm telling you, man.
I said I would do it for you.
You must have caught it on a bad day or something because, like,
we were were with you.
I know. Mine was phenomenal. Magical. I was going to have my birthday party there. Just saying.
Smitty will come to your birthday party.
No, don't worry about it. That's all right.
I'll be at your birthday party.
It's all right. Because... I already crossed your name out on the invitation. I'm going to give it to Patrick.
See, now you done messed up my birthday party.
Boy, you're going to talk about second round draft pick, boy, when you get an invitation with somebody else's name on it.
And with the second pick of the birthday party, Rob Pitt has selected Patrick Brown.
From the invited to my wedding thing. But.
You made me go to the B squad.
Yeah, so you got to wait a week and then uninvite him.
Yeah. Quick backstory on that. Patrick invited all of us to his wedding and then uninvited all of us to his wedding. So
that's hurtful.
That's friendship.
That's hurtful.
I still say thank you, Patrick. Thank you very much.
I can't defend myself. We got 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well. No comment on what you can do in 30 seconds. Guys, I want to thank everybody for playing along and listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Y'all be safe out there, guys. We'll catch you next time right here on 106.3 WORD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.